Banff Mobile.
TFW Mobile.
KO4 CEF.
Good day.
That's awesome.
Thinking about you this morning.
That probably ain't far from the truth.
Did your eyes all look like that?
Coming up, I'm gonna have to finally get out and actually do a photo activation. I want to do it, and I keep thinking about it, but then I always slack myself out. I ain't going to be able to handle the pile-up or whatever, you know?
Bill, the other afternoon, and he went somewhere down in Hartwell, and he did a POTA. He got his 10 contacts and left.
10 contacts and left?
Yeah.
Videos on YouTube, they'll be there in 20 minutes and have more than enough contacts. And I know you can do FT8 too, and if you kind of want to not cheat the system, but they'll let you do FT8, and then you can count those contacts as well, but I don't know about that. I don't feel that's a good way to do it.
20 meter hamstick, I think is what he said, and it was pretty hard, but he got his 10.
Meters has been long lately. I mean, most of them I hear on 10 meters every evening are from California.
And they like to stand right next to you.
I told Patrick that. I texted him. I said, the thing about 10 meters is really weird is you can always hear one side of the conversation. It's rare that you'll hear both sides.
And it kills me is it'll be like me and you talking right here, and the meter will never move.
Yeah, you'll definitely see that.
It works like that.
One group that does a net, I was thinking, I think Patrick was talking about it one day, and when they finally gave where they were out of, they were out of Nevada, I believe, doing a net on 10 meters, taking checky.
And you can talk for a long ways, and that I know from my house when it's open, I pick up a lot of South American stations.
You bet as well, where you pick up a lot of South America. It's probably open more there than it is anywhere else.
Got under last night, and he's got his 10 meter up and running, and he can transmit, and the guy he was working with could hear him, but he can't hear anything for some reason. They got to try to figure it out, what's wrong, why he can't hear.
Here, unless the speaker just went out.
That's working fine.
No, maybe in the side of the radio. Maybe there's a loose speaker connection in there somehow then.
Thinking in transport, and he thinks maybe something got knocked loose, because I think it's a really old radio, so it's probably got some tubes in it.
How about I order me a Zygoo 6100 2 days ago?
That one.
I don't like the G90 as far as the, you know, of course it being Zygoo and having the tuner and all that in it, but it's probably closer to the 705, the ICOM 705 for the screen, because you get the big screen on the front of it. I mean, it's not without its quirks. I kind of bought it going in knowing that, but all the reviews say it's a really good radio, definitely for its price point.
Rig.
So it's 66 through 160.
Bus here at the red light. Why is there a school bus out already? Some parts now.
I get another 4 day weekend, I get another 3 day weekend, and we only work 4 days next week. The only thing I can figure is we're trying to save our parts for the bigger model. That way the other plant down on the hill can produce while we don't.
Yep. This morning that BMW was the largest exporter of cars last year.
It's been 7 or 8 years in a row that we've been the largest exporter of vehicles in the United States.
Other countries have support for a BMW. They don't imagine if you're over in England, it's hard to find support for a Ford.
I think a lot of times, so we're the only plant that builds the X, most of the X models. There is a sister plant to the one I'm in that builds the X3s and 4s in South Africa. But, you know, you get the big X models and they're only produced here and they go all over the world. While, if you think about it, other manufacturers will build, like the F-150, you know, or 250, they'll build them in Canada as well. So they spread it out a little more.
You got a little bit deceiving depending on how you slice and dice it.
Back of that. So while we have one of the more popular models that makes the most money, and that's we're the only plant that produces that one. So they're going to have to export everything. A lot of them go to Charleston and get put on boats.
I rolled up in the parking lot, and there was only 4 cars in the parking lot from night shift.
People out?
I think so. I think a bunch of them are out with COVID.
We're finally on the downhill. I mean, they said we were up to it at one point in time. It was, I want to say it was a couple hundred across the entire plant, but I don't know. But yeah, they're saying we're definitely coming out of it now.
We only have like 75 people that work at the plant.
Meaning it's not harder, not as hard to make a big impact with just a few people.
Some kind of funky schedule where, you know, every so often you get like 4 or 5 days off in a row. So, you know, if that hits and several people are off on that schedule, and yeah, it's pretty messed up.
I believe that. Shoot, that's, coming into this new team, that if you don't have your teams balanced out real well, it impacts you so hard. And I'm struggling now to get people moved around. Balance the teams out. I guess the guy that was here before me, that wasn't something he paid attention to.
The price of diesel?
I looked today. Last I looked, it was $3.69 towards my house. I'm coming up on $2.90 now. I hate how much it's going to be there.
Coming over here.
$4 a gallon before long for mid-grade premium and diesel.
Catching over here at Highway 80. The mid-grade premium and diesel were all $3.79 yesterday. I'm getting ready to come up on it about another mile. We'll see what it is today.
Ford Pilot T8 is $3.99, $3.98. Oh, man.
Not good.
Filling it up because the numbers are going to be going up and the amount you put in ain't going to be going up.
I had a moped here for too long.
I've been driving our car every Tuesday and Thursday for a while.
I'll be down to a moped.
God, that'd be a heck of a trip to work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's $3.79 still over here.
Say it, but I still think we got a while to go.
You're right, we haven't even got close yet.
We still got a little over 2 years left before anything even remotely can change.
You do. But I just don't see it.
You're doing pretty good. You carry it with you most evenings when you go walking the dog now, right?
Like I said, I talked to Alexander yesterday, and I forgot the day before I got halfway walking and say, oh man, forgot my radio. But yeah, I'm pretty well pleased with it. I got to experiment a little bit more with it, do a little bit more on the digital. I haven't really talked much on the digital side, and I got to go back in there and rename a couple of things, because when it pops up on the screen, you can't tell, you know, which talk group, or it's a talk group or a chat group and that. And so it's like, yeah, I need to change the text a little bit so I can understand it.
The digital modes, but yeah, I was out grilling out, what day was it? Sunday, I think. I was grilling. Usually if I'm outside doing some, you know, throwing some steaks on the grill or something, I'll usually start throwing my call out. And I hit about every digital channel I can think of. Nobody really answers. It's just hit or miss sometimes.
MKN4TFW. I've seen some stations out of, like, you know, the eastern part of North Carolina. And I talked to a guy, his name popped up, and they said, yeah, your name is such and such. Like, no, I got such and such's radio borrowed.
KO4CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. Andrew said you needed to go fill up at the TA. It was only $3.99 over there.
Had everywhere down in Greenville by the time I get down there.
Cheap, and it's starting to break the bank.
Sure, and like we were talking yesterday, I don't see any end in sight.
Not happening this year.
No, like I said, we still got a little over 2 years left.
That part is the next 2 years, what's going to happen.
$10 a gallon.
It can happen now that we're depending on everybody else for oil.
They won't, so they can drive you to the supposed better electric car that you still got to pay to charge and all that. So I just don't get it. I don't see their logic at all.
Some of those electric cars, the chargers that come with them, man, they're like really, really slow. And they, you know, overnight it's only going to give you about 50 miles unless you upgrade to, you know, a $5,000 charger to have it installed.
If you really want a quicker charge, you got to invest the money for a decent charger and then have power run to it. You know, you run off a drop cord or 120 volts, it's not going to be anywhere near as good.
Even three-phase, where you got to really spend some money to get it brought into your house.
I was reading one article, the 110-volt one only added like 4 miles to your trip per hour.
Like, so you go on a trip and you gotta stop and charge, so you plan it. But you're not talking about like a car where you stop and you fill up. You're talking about having to stop and charge. So you gotta be there, what, 30 minutes or an hour waiting to get your charge up enough to get to the next station where you can charge again? I mean, how does that work for long term trips?
Line at the charging station.
I have a charging station.
He bought his wife a Tesla, and he says it tells you where all the charging stations are, and you tell it where you want to go, and it tells you how you have to go to be able to get charged in that. But do all the cars take the same plug?
Standardize that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure all of them are standardized. That way they all have the same thing. But now, I read an article somewhere where now people are actually stealing the cables off of the charging units. Because, I mean, they're big, thick copper cables. So they're stealing the cable off of it to get the copper out of it.
They were proposing out in, I think, California, a lane on the highway that if you had an electric car, you could get over there. And if you had this charger installed, it would charge your car while you was riding down that lane. Up your radio.
Forget any kind of radio in that vehicle.
So bad. We're like the trucks, you know, F-150 coming out with their truck and whatnot. I don't know, it's hard for me to imagine you're doing any kind of hauling with that vehicle. I mean, because you would deplete the battery much quicker. How would you even charge? I mean, I don't get the logistics of that. I mean, I get some of the benefits, but that part of it I don't get.
I mean, try to imagine pulling a camper to the beach and back. How many times you're going to have to stop and charge the truck? You took a a couple hour trip turned it into 3 or 4 days.
Much more power?
Well, I would think you would have to. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say because, you know, electric motors are different the way they put out their torque, you know, but still, like when I drive my truck, it gets probably about 17 miles a gallon most times, but when I'm pulling something, it drops about 12 miles per gallon, you know, going up and down the hills and stuff. Once I get the lower part of the state, it's a lot better, but I mean, it really sucked the fuel mileage out of it. I would assume it'd have to be the same for a vehicle on a battery pulling something. Would have to deplete the battery quickly. Again, I ordered that 6100.
Car finally let you.
I had to let the wife call the bank and, you know, square all that away. And then they're like, well, I'm like, well, will it go through this time? I'm like, yeah, it should go through. You know, it was just, do you really trust this website? I'm like, well, I've ordered through Radiodity before, so it should be fine. It was when it went to the PayPal. That's whenever it got funky. So I hope nothing happens of it, but, you know, the Chinese want my information. They got it already.
Got that, KN4PSW.
What information don't they have anymore? It's just which hands have that information.
I mean, because otherwise, give it away all the time. So I figure it's through Radiodity. I'm not going to stress about it. Although I did try to tell the wife, and she was like, I don't know about that. I'm like, well, you know, I can always order the 705 through DX Engineering, and I know they're reputable, and I don't have to worry about that. So you just tell me what to do, and I'll order the 705 right now.
That your Valentine's present?
Yeah. Price tag on the 705, or I would have had it.
I haven't even looked at it.
13 something, $1,369, almost $1,400.
RP rig? That's a little deep, is it?
That's what I didn't buy one. I don't get wrong. It's a nice radio. It's an all-bander. You know, it'll do 10 watts on external power. You know, I'm sure you can buy an amp for it, but, you know, at the end of the day, 6100 is not a bad radio. It's not, like I said, it's not without its problems. And, you know, you say you can overload the front end with AM stations, but bill filters or buy filters for that. So, you know, it's an SDR from China, so it's going to have its problems.
The deal with the AM overloading the front end.
On the AM signals nearby, with the amount of power they put out, it can overload the radio. So even though it's coming in at a low frequency, you know, AM's 1,000-something megahertz, it'll still it can still overload the radio on the 20-meter band or something. The harmonics will overload the front end of it, and it can't reject them as well. It can some, but it can't do a real good job of it. But like I said, you can buy or build filters, and there's supposedly parts to build one. It's probably maybe $20, or you can order one online anywhere from $100 to $150.
Okay, but you don't want to bring it over here close to my house, then. That AM station will get you.
It's 7100, so I need to load it up in a bag. I'm going to chug it in a bag and take it somewhere, but this would be a nice radio to just take different areas like other places. But I probably will end up building me an AM front-end filter, just try to keep the signals out of it. But even then, I mean, I watched a guy do an activation, and even though he had an AM signal, he was still able to do his photo activation. I mean, it only hits in certain areas. It doesn't overload the entire thing. It's just the harmonics of it.
You're done buying all the stuff you need to make it work. You should have just bought the other one.
Well, you know, $700 versus $1,300 is a pretty good stretch. So I could have bought two radios. But the plans to do the little filter is not bad. It's just a couple toroids, wrapped toroids with some, oh, my God. Not capacitors, whatever. motor. I've got the plans for it. It's not very expensive. You can build it for about $20, and it'll cut off the AM signal from coming in. That's first. So, well, gentlemen, I got to head on in the plant, so I'm going to say 7-3 to you. Y'all be safe out there on the road this morning, and hopefully we'll holler at you. Maybe tomorrow morning. I'll be in the wife's car, but we'll see. KO4C, and I'll be clear on your fine.
Andrew, have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you later today. KO4HK.
73, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TSW.
I'm still sounding all right.
I'm popping, but I can still make you out.
I'm in the black hole up here.
I'll switch if you want to.